Good morning. It's 8:35. I'm Emily Files. I wanted to invite students from K-High to come in and talk about what their experience was like. I should say recent graduates from K-High. And Annie Johnson is here. She took me up on the offer. Hi, Annie.
Hi.
So tell me about yourself. And you just graduated, right?
Yes.
What was that like?
It was really long, kind of tiring, but it was...
The ceremony itself or the experience?
Kind of both.
So you went to K-High for all 4 years?
Yes.
And what would you say your experience was like there?
I thought it was a good experience. I think I learned a lot in the 4 years I was there, and that some of the classes I took kind of helped me decide on what I wanted to do.
Yeah, talk about that. You're planning on going into engineering.
Yeah. In my junior year, I had ideas about architecture, and so I decided to take a drafting class. Mm-hmm. And after about half a semester, I decided that engineering is probably where I wanted to go into. And so I took the class the whole rest of the year and then my senior year, and it's continued to be just about my favorite class.
Was that something you had thought about before taking that class?
No, I'd never thought about engineering before then.
That's interesting. One thing that the students who I've talked to, one thing that's been interesting is the range of classes that are offered at K-High and how it has helped a lot of students discover things that they're passionate about that they might have not known if they hadn't taken that class. So that's really interesting. And what are your plans for next fall?
Next fall, I'm enrolling at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and I'm going into civil engineering.
So what does civil engineering entail?
Buildings, bridges, just kind of things you use in everyday life that most people don't think about.
Mm-hmm. So what were you involved in at K-High?
I was involved in a couple of sports. I played volleyball for 3 years, and I played soccer for 4 years, and I was the varsity captain for 2 of those years. And my senior year, I was SBA secretary, and then junior and senior year, I was part of National Honor Society and the Class Act Mentor Program.
What was it like juggling all of those activities, including the sports where you have to travel so much?
It could be pretty hectic. Some of the activities, like Class Act and National Honor Society, you don't do too much in the spring, but there's more activities to do for it in the fall. And so it could be pretty hectic running from volleyball practice to meetings and helping out the freshmen.
Were there any extracurriculars that you couldn't take because of the busy schedule?
I thought about taking academic decathlon, but that ended up not working out because of all my practices and other things I had going on.
Mm-hmm. How do you decide what's important?
Well, usually I take in what makes me happy. Mm-hmm. The sports kind of came first because I loved playing volleyball and soccer. But then I also made Class Act mentoring a big thing because you want it for your resume. And so you want colleges to look at it and say, like, oh, well, that's good. They participated in leadership. So mm-hmm. That's how I decided this.
So not only what makes you happy, but also what's going to look good on a college application.
Yeah.
Yeah. So was UAF where you were wanting to go?
It took me a while to get there. In my junior year, I was looking at a couple different colleges, but some of my friends talked to me about UAF, and I ended up deciding that's where I wanted to go.
So do you have a lot of friends who are going there?
I have a few, not a lot, but mm-hmm. a decent amount, about okay. five.
So was there anything in your K-High experience that you feel like the school could work on or improve on?
I think there are so many core requirements, and if you were like me, I didn't want to take a 0 hour every year, so there wasn't much opportunity to expand in extracurriculars or other classes. So,
could you explain that a little bit more? What is a 0 hour?
A 0 hour is the hour before first hour, and so you have to wake up maybe 6 to get to school at 7 to start class.
Hmm. So you feel like because there were a lot of core requirements that kept you from doing things after school, or?
It kept me from taking classes I might wanted to have taken.
Okay. Like what classes?
I thought about personal financing and maybe an art class, but I ended up not doing that so that I could take other more important classes.
Mm-hmm. And what do you feel like you really learned at K-High? Is there any class or any subject that you feel like you really absorbed and is going to help you in the future?
I think drafting helped me learn about myself and what I want to do in the future. But there are other classes, like I managed to take an AP literature class this last year, and it probably didn't prepare me for my future at all. But I really loved reading the books and kind of learning more about classics.
Yeah. So that was something that you really enjoyed learning about?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Any classes that you feel like you didn't get a lot out of?
I'm not the biggest fan of chemistry, so that was not my favorite class to take.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like there are certain ways that K-High could prepare students better for what comes after high school?
I think there's not really, obviously there's always ways to improve, but I think they did a good job of setting kids up. The counselors really help you with scholarships and getting there. And I think the teachers towards the end of the year, a lot of times people think like, oh, everyone just wants to give up, you're almost there. But they really help you and try to push you and give you that extra bit of knowledge before you leave.
Great. So how are you feeling? Were you just really wanting to get out of there, or do you think you're gonna miss it?
At the time, I really wanted to get out of there, but I think I'm going to miss it over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah. You think you'll look back on it with fond memories?
Yeah, it was a great time. I don't think there's anything I really regret.
Mm-hmm. Great. And what are you hearing from other students?
I'm hearing just about the same thing. It was fun while it lasted, kind of on to the next thing, but I know there's people that are going to miss it and wish they could go back.
Mm-hmm. So how did your drafting teacher react to you responding so well to that and wanting to pursue it?
He just kind of helped me push on. He gave me lots of different projects to do. The projects we did were kind of real-life projects. They weren't just for the class. So during Clark Cochran, we actually designed all of the awards except for the really big ones.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really fun to get to do.
Great. All right. Anything else to add?
I don't think so.
Well, thank you so much for coming in and sharing your experience.
Thanks for having me.
That's Annie Johnson. She's a recent graduate of K-High.